Well, building a good record is Dawn Passage. Two wins from three starts, and Tim Clark was aboard yesterday after trialling the horse leading into that victory in the Rosebud, a listed race at Rosehill yesterday, and he joins us. Congratulations, Tim.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Watching the race unfold, not your typical Waterhouse and Bott style victory, coming from off the speed. What sort of a feel did he give you yesterday?
Yeah, that's right. He has, that's been his pattern a little bit so far today. He has all his runs. He's got back a fair way, and obviously got a powerful finish. But yeah, I was very impressed with his effort yesterday to come from that far back. And he really impressed me and how he really attacked the line when halfway up the straight it looked as though Luciolo was going to go straight past him, but he really pinned the ears back and knuckled down strongly, and I think there's only improvement to come from him when he gets up over a little bit further.
Looked like they rolled along on the speed. What was your feeling through the race when you're back in the field with a bit to do?
Yeah, the pace is solid, which we expected. It was going to be a fast race, and just from where we drew, we just sort of had to ride him a little bit conservative and just hopefully could be strong late and get over the top of them. But, you know, I would have loved to have been at least a pair closer. And I think if he had a drawn better, he would have, and he might have even looked a little bit more impressive. But, yeah, he had a fair bit to do coming into the straight. But as I said, he showed some really good qualities there, I thought. The place getters had 3 kilos less than him as well, so he had to carry more weight than most of them, and he was only first up. So as I said, there should be nice improvement to come, and looking forward to when he steps that over a little bit further to see if he can still have that powerful finish.
When he gets up in trip, Tim, with the Golden Rose now, his goal, his third favourite now for the Golden Rose, that's at the 1,400 metres. One, looks like the horse will want that sort of trip. Could he sit closer to the pace over 1,400?
Yeah, I've got no doubt he can. When I trialled him recently, I know it was only a trial, but you know, he showed really good back speed and sat outside the leader, so... I think in a 1,400, he'll have no issues sitting a little bit closer, but, also you want to sort of figure him out whether, if you do ride him too close, whether that takes away his finish as well. So that's something that we've got to, you know, wait and see how that works out as well. But he's obviously got good talent, and, a race like the Golden Rose, I guess, has always been somewhat on his radar, and now that, he's returning such good order, it'll give the stable confidence going that way.
Tim, second of your doubles prime candidate in the eighth event on the program, took plenty out of that that first up run at Rose Hill. He was really strong to the line on the speed yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. He obviously had a long layoff. I think it was about 14 months. And it just sort of told a little bit on him first up. He just lacked that little bit of match practice that, and probably I got to know him a little bit as well. When I rode him first up, I really thought he was going to really dash and sprint off the mark, but I don't think that's sort of the style of horse he is. I think he's more a free-rolling type and sort of try and break them up a little bit before the turn, which obviously with that run under his belt going into yesterday, I was able to sort of be a bit more confident that the horse was going to be running out strongly, and that's why I was able to sort of put it to the leader earlier than normal, and I had good confidence in the horse that he was going to be fit enough and strong enough to run it out strongly yesterday. And another horse that I think that'll, you know, I believe that when he gets to 1,400, he may be even a little bit better, but he's building a really good record. He loves a big strong horse, so hopefully he can continue progressing through the grades.
Last 12 months or so, you've picked up some terrific opportunities at various carnivals for a range of stables on the eve of a spring carnival. What are the main horses that you're looking forward to riding in the months ahead?
Oh, look, I've been pretty lucky that, with the support of Gain Adrian, I've had good success around the country for that stable, so very lucky to get the opportunities for them. But obviously this time of the year, the three-year-olds are newly turned 3-year-olds are coming back. So, like that colt yesterday, that, you know, them types of horses that are, you know, they've shown a little bit at two, and everyone sort of in, like, there would be, yeah, everyone is through. I think from it's pretty, Bellevue Hill, another horse I had a fair bit to do with last prep. He, I think he may resume later in the month in San Domenico. He's definitely a promising 3-year-old, and there's another couple of nice 3-year-olds trialling on Monday, Evening Slippers and Ferretti. So there's a lot of nice young horses coming through, and as far as the stays go, I think Wolf, he's won 4 out of his 5 starts, so he runs in the Premier's Cup next Saturday. So there's a little bit to look forward to, definitely, over the next coming months, and hopefully, they return in good order, and I can be chatting to you guys a bit more often.
And hopefully, Tim, at some stage, that brings you down to Melbourne for our carnival. I know there's lucrative prize money in Sydney right throughout the spring, but great to have you in Melbourne when you do visit, and congratulations on that victory yesterday.
Thanks so much, guys. Nice to talk to you.